This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Metzora. It's also going to be Shabbos HaGadol. And so, of course, often Parshas Metzora would get lost because of the shuffle. However, it's a Parsha, V'lomod ani tzarech. So let's get underway. First, the Torah begins, Ostia Torah HaMetzora. The Medrash tells the story of a certain peddler who went from town to town asking, who wants life? Who wants life? When Rav Yanai checked out what he was selling, he was amazed to see that the peddler was just showing people the Pasuk, Mi Aish HaChavitz Chaim. Why was it important for us to know that the man was a peddler, right? Specifically a spice peddler. And why did Rav Yanai think the peddler taught him something brand new? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explained that the man was really a peddler, but he engaged in Svarim on the side. And his message was that it's actually easier for us to avoid Lashon Hara than our forefathers. And the reason was that we have the benefit of the Torah, whose knowledge already predisposes us not to speak Lashon Hara. And so lesson number one from the parasha, Zostia Torah Samitzorah, have the Torah, you will avoid Mitzorah. We're told also, at the time you want to become Tor, you take Shteitzi Parim Chayos Tahoros, you take two live Torah birds. You know, the Zohar mysteriously explains the carbon of two birds is necessary to bring one bird for the bad speech and one bird for good speech. Rav Yisachar Frank questions the statement. There's an apparent need to bring a carbon to atone for bad speech like Lashon Hara, but why do you bring a chatas for good speech? So Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, the author of the Shemen HaTov Zatzal, explained that sometimes we have the opportunity to offer positive reinforcement, and yet we stay silent. And in this situation, one might think that they're doing nothing wrong, nothing negative was said. And yet, the lack of positive reinforcement can be just as demoralizing as negative speech, if not worse. And so therefore, one does not only need to bring a korban for bad speech, but even for a good speech or lack thereof. Along with that, we're told he also has a responsibility to take an ezov. Why is an ezov? So according to Rashi, using an ezov reminds us of humility. Rabbi Dr. Abraham Tversky noted that the person who speaks Lashon Hara usually suffers from vanity, from a lack of humility. And the use of the lowly hysep instead of a shmooze on Lashon Hara is because humility is not something that can be instructed, as to come from inside. And there are many opportunities that may stimulate the insight, but ultimately the responsibility to look inward is ours. And we'll find it if we just look. And we're told, Al Klicheres Al Mayim Chayim, on living waters. The great Rabbi Dr. Yonatan Grossman noted that if there are a number of references in the text to the fact that the Metzorah experience is like an experience of death, after all, Chazal tells Metzorah Chashav Kemes. At the same time, the sending of the Metzorah out of the Machana is a mourning experience, like Avelus. So in essence, he's mourning himself. And yet there's a notable transition. When the Metzorah begins his purification, the word Chai appears numerous times. It's live birds that are used. The water is called Mayim Chayim. All of a sudden, we're watching a transition going from death to life. We're told also, after hearing about the Tzaras, we're told that when we come to Eretz Yisrael, v'nasati nega tzaras v'veis Eretz achuzaschem, that Hashem promises that He's going to put a nega in our homes. And on the surface, this doesn't sound like a bracha shel bi'as ha'aretz. It doesn't sound like a blessing. That's why Rashi noted that the goyim hid their valuables in the wall, and the nega would indicate where to find it. But the late great Rabbi Dr. Reuven Bolka noted that if the Torah is teaching us not to simply reach tangible results when evaluating the human condition, tangible is often confused with real. And here, the appearance, it's a negative, is actually not reality. And that's why, perhaps when the person comes, he comes to the Kohen and he says, Kanega nirali babayas. It's something like a nega that comes in my house. Now, who cares if the balabayas says nega or kanega? He's not the posek. It's up to the Kohen. So my dear friend Rav Aryeh Leibowitz Shalita suggested that humility is inherent in the act of questioning. Speaking with a sense of overconfidence is inappropriate and goes against the very act that the person is doing. You know, we've all had the experience where we asked questions and got answers that seemingly made no sense. But then we figured out we just had it all wrong. Rabbi Leibowitz always likes to quote that our Rebbe, Rabbi Mordechai Willick, has pointed out on many occasions that I don't teach halacha, I teach Ratzon Hashem. And when we approach a shayla, we need the humility to ask, to figure out that Ratzon. We need to ask, what exactly does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Towards the end of the parsha, where we read a lot about the fact that an individual is not v'yadav lo shataf b'mayim, he doesn't rinse his hands. And the Gemara learns that this teaches us about the need to wash in netilas yadayim. Rav Shechter would often point out the comments of the Prima Gadim, who differentiates between the idea of asmachta and asmachta b'yalma. And asmachta means that this was the intent of Hashem. He left the hint with the intent that the Chachamim discover it and establish halacha. That's different than asmachta b'yalma. Asmachta means this the halacha. Asmachta b'yalma means it's just, it's just out there as a reference point. Finally, this Shabbos is going to be Shabbos HaGadol, and Malachi refers to the Yom HaGadol v'Hanora, hence it's not Shabbos HaGadola. And some point out that there's a Shabbos HaKatan called Yom Tov. And so in order to highlight that Mimacharas HaShabbos refers to the Shabbos HaKatan of Yom Tov, thus we refer to this as Shabbos HaGadol. Rav Shechter would point out that Erev Pesach of the 4th and 7th years of the Shemitah cycle was the time of the Bir Maaser, and that's the theme of the Haftorah, Haviu Eskol Maaser Beis Hosar, and that may be one of the reasons why the Haftorah is being read at this particular point in time. So there you have it, 7 ideas for Parshas Metzora. Many of them teach us a certain degree of humility, but also a sense of awe and reverence as we wait for the opportunity of the Yom HaGadol V'Hanora, when Eliyahu HaNavi will come and greet us. V'heishiv Leivavos HaBanim, V'leibanim HaLavosa. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring that to us speedily in our day. Shabbat Shalom to all.